Tenor saxophonist Stan Getz died of cancer last June at the age of 64. 3 months earlier, he made what's now being billed as his last recording, a set of live duets with pianist Kenny Barron, just released on the album People Time. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Some jazz fans and critics get ghoulish about a great artist's last recordings. They'd rather listen to a record where Billie Holiday sounds like she's dying than one where she's in great voice and skips across the beat. These fans may be disappointed by how healthy Stan Getz sounds on People Time, a live album with pianist Kenny Barron. Getz's style is as gracefully romantic as ever, without anything undignified like self-pity. There are a few moments where he sounds a little winded, but he can still knock you off balance with a twist of a phrase. The mature Stan Getz was an uncommonly consistent and resourceful improviser with a sumptuous tone on tenor sax. When Getz came along in the 40s, everybody said he copied Lester Young, and everybody was right. But Getz developed an instantly recognizable sound of his own early in his career. Some musicians sound like they love their instrument, some like they love themselves. Stan Getz sounded like he loved music. For much of his working life, Getz had a reputation for being a tough boss. Musicians who toured with him or even auditioned for him tell colorful horror stories about his antics. But reports from recent sidemen suggest Getz mellowed a lot in the last few years. That makes me wonder if his music finally subdued his personal demons. How could even a tough guy be exposed to that sound every night and not be affected by it? In an ideal world, the release of this album would focus lots of attention on Getz's full partner here, Kenny Barron. The pianist has a lot of the same virtues as Getz. He's inventive, he has great taste, and he pays close attention to the sound he gets from his instrument. Lately, I keep reading about jazz pianists who are hyped as being able to play every style. Kenny Barron is one of the very few who can actually do that. Kenny Barron isn't the most famous jazz piano player, but he does record a lot. Other recent albums of his I really like are a solo CD in Concord Records' Maybeck Hall series, one with his trio for the Candid label titled Lemuria Seascape, and one with bassist Red Mitchell's trio, Talking, on the Capri label. But I like Barron's final meeting with Stan Getz the most, partly because these two really listen to each other. The only jazz fans who won't like People Time are ones who think a good record has to have a banjo.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York. He reviewed People Time, featuring Stan Getz and Kenny Barron, distributed by Verve.